back, everyone. Tonight's Crusader basketball postgame show is brought to you by our premier sponsors, Knights of Columbus agent Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle, Spencer, Peter, Matt Sensions of Danbury, Wap, Waterhouse of Storm Lake, and Jeremy Borchers of South Sioux City and West Point. Our other sponsors for our postgame show include Matt Lala with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Once again, your girls' final here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse, the Crusaders 47 and Lewis Central 33. Real quickly, the scoring ramp, first of all, for Lewis Central. They were led in scoring by Brooke Larson. Brooke had 12, 5 points for Lucy Scott, 4 points for Madison Jones, 1 point for Sydney Dine off the bench, and 2 points for Anna Strohmeyer, 33 points for Lewis Central. They fall to 1-1. And for your Crusaders, who moved to 1-0 on the season, they were led in scoring by freshman Melina Snoozy with 18 points. Brooklyn Stanley, the Northwest Missouri State recruit, with 14. 10 points for Abby Lee and 5 points for Maddie Demke. Only 4 Crusaders found the scoring column as they once again hold on for the 47-33 victory over Lewis Central. And Tom, as you might expect for a first game, not everything was pretty. Many turnovers, a little cold streak from the three-point arc, but tell you what, you can see the potential with this group.
Oh, absolutely. They've got the pieces of the puzzle, I think, to have a really, really good year, have a state tournament team, and you know, they're going to be one of the top-ranked teams, I imagine, throughout the year. So, I think there's a lot of potential with the Lady Crusaders. The new faces with the old faces, they blended pretty well together. Sometimes the shots didn't go in, but it was a very everyone was always trying to make the extra pass.
Well, yeah, and I think, you know, there's different degrees of turnovers, and I thought a lot of the turnovers obviously were pretty aggressive type, trying to kick it inside for the better look, maybe making one pass too many. Again, some things you need to look at, maybe getting more depth in the scoring. Only four people scored tonight, and then certainly getting more efficient from the three-point arc. But again, it's game one. It's November. It's there's a lot of good things to see. The positives far outweigh the negatives as the Crusaders cruise to a 16-6 lead after one quarter of play. And really, I don't think the final was ever in doubt after that point, but give it to Lewis Central. They hung around. They got down 20, cut it at one point back to 11 in the second half, but in the end, too much of the Crusader attack as they hold on for the 47-33 win.
A good opening win for the Crusaders, and again, a couple days to get ready for the Black Raiders out of the East, where we'll see Demke versus Demke. Kiki Demke versus Maddie Demke. Kiki's now out of East High, Maddie's sister, so that'll be interesting to watch too.
Well, really interesting. And I tell you what, they've got a nice collection of kids that played a lot as freshmen last year, and now add that to they got all the pieces. I think they're top five in big class Iowa. So expect a good one there. That tips off at 5 o'clock, or excuse me, at 5:30. Pregame at 5:15 from East High School. Of course, we'll have coverage of that here on Catholic Radio. Tonight's postgame show, as it will be all years, brought to you by Knights of Columbus agents Neil Pfeiffer, who is our premier sponsor, along with agents Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sensions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers. Our other postgame sponsors include Matt Lawler with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. As always, a big thanks goes out to all those great sponsors who underwrite Healing Athletics here on Catholic Radio. We've got about 15 minutes and 10 seconds left here in warm-up time, so we're going to send it back to the studio and give Ann and the crew back in the studio a chance to put some of our underwriters, and we really love to try and get as many of you guys on the air as we can. We certainly appreciate your willingness to underwrite Healing Athletics here on the home of Healing Sports, Catholic Radio 88.1 on your FM dial. We'll be right back after a word from some of our great sponsors.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want, because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day, because stale bread isn't bread.
Real estate is
it's crouton.
Free process.
Sandwich history is written by the victims.
700 families
good thing we have legible handwriting.
Over a decade.
Jimmy John's.
Dave is not only
the sandwich
one
of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
Central Bank, Sioux City and Storm Lake. We make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family owned and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
Falk Brothers, being in business for so long has given us the opportunity to expand our horizons with the addition of home improvement services. Not only are we specialists in your home plumbing, we are an expert kitchen and bathroom remodeling team. Falk Brothers offers additional outdoor services such as sprinkler systems, ponds, and more. If you have any questions, you can call 712-258-3388. Thank you, Falk Brothers, for supporting Siouxland Catholic Radio.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Siouxland's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Siouxland area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5900.
McClintock Insurance. We are a family-owned independent agency that was established in 1962. We offer coverage for personal auto, homeowners, umbrellas, boats, motorcycles, RVs, your commercial business, bonds, and life insurance. To find out more, you can call 712-277-4600. McClintock Insurance, located at 908 Pierce Street in Sioux City.
Hi, I'm Father Mark Barron. Did you know the St. Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in Siouxland founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska. Visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org. AugustineMission.org. The mission is a proud sponsor of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Healing Catholic High School Sports. Go Crusaders.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. We're here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse as both teams warm up on the Frelick family floor here. We're about 10 and a half minutes prior to tip-off here as the second game is about ready to go. You're listening to Verity Group LLC pregame show ahead of tonight's season opener with the Trainer Cardinals. Our other pregame sponsors are Wimless Do Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Fitch and Staley Law Offices. The Crusaders and the Trainer Cardinals. Trainer last year stood at 17-7. Again, they made a trip to the state tournament. Crusaders, of course, under Matt Hahn's first year, 19-7, and a state semifinal berth for them. Both these teams, Tom, return a lot of firepower coming in this year. I think the Crusaders returned 64% of their scoring offense, and Trainer was just a little bit above that. So
yeah.
A lot of kids that have seen some good playing time.
No doubt about it. The Crusaders, and again, it's a double-edged sword. With your football team going to the state finals, that's always a good thing. But it also takes away quite a few practices for those football guys getting their basketball legs and things like that. And I know Coach Hahn was pretty deliberate on not overworking those football guys. So Quinn Olson, I think, who will start tonight, has only had one practice. I think Carson McInerney, Cannon Bork, some of those other guys have been there maybe for a couple more. But the nice thing is you've got a lot of kids, and I say this facetiously because a lot of those kids I wanted to see on the football field, but we had a lot of kids who played a lot of basketball this fall, so I that shouldn't be a big factor tonight.
Yeah, what really comes into play is a little bit on your depth, but again, it should be a good one. When you look at the Crusaders, again, 19-7 last season, their starting lineup tonight is going to look like this. Quinn Olson, the 6'2 senior, averaged 7.5 points a game last year. Brady Schultz is going to step in and earn that point guard position there. He's a 6-foot senior. Matt Noel, of course, a 6'7 senior. He was the leading scorer for the Crusaders last year and an all-stater. He averages 18 points a game last season. Sean Schaefer averaged 7.5 points. He's a 6-foot senior. And Bo Chamberlain, the 6'3 senior, averaged 5.5 points a game. So four kids in that starting lineup that saw a lot of playing time last year for the Crusaders. For the Trainer Cardinals, as Tom mentioned, Coach Scott Rucker's been there quite a while. His starting lineup, we anticipate, is going to look like this. Jace Thames is a 6-foot senior. Jace averaged 16 points a game last season. Alec Lovely, a 5'11" sophomore, averages 2.5. Carson Elwood, a 6'3 senior, 7.5 points a game. Aaron Emke, a 6'2 senior, averaged 3.8 points a game. And Ethan Cones, a 6-foot senior, averaged just shy of 11 points a game. Again, these were last year's numbers. Neither team has played a game yet tonight, so this is the season opener for both of these squads. And in the past few years, it's been a good one indeed. Tonight's preseason brought to you, as it will be all year, by Verity Group LLC, along with Wilma's Fuel Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Fitch and Staley Law Offices. Crusaders are going to look to make it a sweep as the girls won the opener 47-33. The guys are going to try and get on the winning margin here and get the 23-24 version off to a good start.
Absolutely. Well, made a great deep state tournament run last year, losing in the semifinals. We got a chance to come back with a lot of players back and really set the tone. I know that they've got big aspirations, big goals. They want to get back to that state tournament and play in that final game with a chance to win it. It all starts tonight, and it's everyone's going to have a different role. Last year we relied on our seniors for a lot of that leadership. Carter Keel, Sam Skinner,
Mason Streeter
came off the bench and had a great year for us. And so who's going to step up into those leadership roles? Who's going to step up and, make those big shots down the stretch? And so, it's all an opportunity for kids. We're expecting big things out of Matt Noel, 6'7" senior, who's one of the top kids in 3A and in the state. And so Matt's just got to realize, too, you don't have to force, things can come to you, just come to you. You got to get the other guys involved and let the game come to you a little bit as well, too.
Well, Matt's an exciting player, of course. Matt will continue his basketball at the Harvard of the Plains, Wayne State, next year. Nice sign from them. Wayne State's off to a good season this year, so it'll be good to see him continue his action. I don't think, Tom, there's going to be any problems with the inside part of the game. The loss of Skinner and Keel, their three-point efficiency, we've got to have somebody stand up in that regard.
Yes.
It's going to be a little bit of a baptism to see who takes that role on.
Yeah, well, if you think about the two things that Sam and Carter were both three-year varsity starters. Sam could get to that mid lane, and even though he was an undersized two-man, he could always elevate and get you that shot, and when the shot clock was coming down, you just didn't leave Carter Keel open. He was going to bury a three. And so who can fill those roles? And you don't have to be that same player, but someone's going to have to step up and play their game and make it a part of our team plan.
Well, Carter and Sam came to fifth grade at Crusader Camp ready to start.
Absolutely.
You know, those two kids came in. They just absolutely loved to play, and you know, that's a big loss, those two and Sam and Streeter. But, you know, that's the nature of high school sports. Out with the old and in with the new, and we'll see who steps up into different roles this year. And obviously the football success, while it may hurt in your preseason time that you have with the kids, it's always a plus to have kids come in on a positive note of having had a great football season and, you know, a fresh start here for them in the basketball season.
Yeah.
Again, you know, a lot of the key players have had the full 2 weeks of practice, so
you know,
I expect some pretty good things tonight.
You know, some guys that you maybe haven't heard a lot about, you know, Charlie Von Dreger. Charlie's a 6'5" junior. His dad Dave played at Morningside College, was a very good player out for the Chiefs back in the old days. Charlie had a great JV year last year. He's grown a couple inches. He can really, if he gets going, he can really shoot the ball. You know, Carson McInerney, another 6'5" junior, that Carson had a nice football season. He's put on some beef. He's going to be a kid that I think is going to have a good season. Younger kid you haven't heard a lot about. Another younger guy is James Arnold. James is a nice little point guard. I could see James, as the season goes on, sneaking in and getting some of that some playing time as well.
Well, Pierce Conley.
And Pierce is a senior. Pierce is just going to do whatever the coach wants him to do. You know, and those are some kids you maybe haven't heard a lot about, but those are kids that we're going to rely on to this year that I think are going to have some good moments.
Absolutely. So we're excited to see what the next 32 minutes is going to hold for both the Cardinals, the Trainer Cardinals, and the Bishop Heelan Crusaders. When we get back, we'll have the official starting lineups for tonight's game. Once again, you're listening to the Verity Group LLC pregame show. Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, Ward Electric, Tri-State Dental Care, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Sterling Computers, and Fitch and Staley Law Offices join the Verity Group as our pregame sponsors. When we come back, starting lineups and opening tip-off. It's Crusader basketball tonight from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. You're listening to Crusader basketball on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
Central Bank, Sioux City, and Storm Lake, we make it happen. That's the nature of being part of the Central Bank. Our small-town roots and dedication to the communities we serve push us to help our customers and communities to accomplish great things. We're family-owned, and decisions are made locally. Whether it's a mortgage, a small business loan, operating funds for an ag operation, or a new checking account, our people go above and beyond to make Central Bank work for you and the community we all live in. We've been around for a long, long time. That's Central Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. As we get just about ready for opening tip-off tonight, trying to quite figure out here scoring change. We must have Quinn Olson at number 15 tonight. I've got him listed at a different number here. But here are your starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First of all, for the Trainer Cardinals, their head coach is Scott Rucker. Scott's been there, I think Tom said, 17 years. Good run there. They're going to start number 1, Jace Tams. Number 3, Alec Lovely. Number 4, Carson Elwood. Number 14, Aaron Emke. And number 20, Ethan Cones. For the Crusaders tonight, the starting lineup will look like this, an all-senior starting lineup. It'll be Brady Schultz, the 6-foot senior. Sean Schaefer, 6-foot, also senior. Matt Knoll, 6'8". Bo Chamberlain and Quinn Olson will be your starters for tonight's ball game.
I think it was, again, they've got a nice team. So we're going to have a heck of a basketball game tonight.
It's going to be interesting because they've got some good guards, and the whole matchup with you know, our key is really inside strength, and theirs is going to be guards. So it's kind of a battle of will here. So here's the Crusaders being announced here to the home crowd. It's Schultz, Olson,
Crusaders and new home whites this year.
Absolutely, looking good.
Yeah, looking sharp.
Matt Knoll and Bo Chamberlain. So Schaefer, Knoll, Chamberlain, and Olsen will be your starting lineups for Coach Matt Hahn. Starts year number two. Congratulations to Matt. Recently engaged to beautiful Sydney Hupp, good O'Neill girl that we'd like to congratulate Mr. Hahn on his upcoming marriage. So. We've already played the national anthem, so I think we're going to be ready to rock and roll here at the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. Again, as we mentioned earlier, the kids tonight will be playing on the Froelich family floor. We're going to take it back to the studio for one more 30-second spot. When we come back, we'll have our opening tip-off. It's Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio.
Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
Lightform Technologies originated in Siouxland in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Lightform daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind and fire-resistant building envelope perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Siouxland Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan High School Athletics.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188, serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas with long-term care insurance, life insurance, disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone, as the first score of the game belongs to the Trainer Cardinals here, as Crusaders on their opening possession missed a three-pointer, and at the other end, Jace Tams with a little two-pointer off the run, and they go up early here, 2-0. We see a foul whistled on the play for the Crusader, on Trainer. It's going to be on Alec Lovely. And here come the Crusaders with their second possession of the game. Welcome everybody listening tonight. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts, and Associates, along with FiberCom, as the Crusaders miss the short jumper on their second possession. And here come Trainer. They're dressed in all black, moving left to right on your radio dial as they set the offense up. It's Emke going to set it up now to the point guard, Alec Lovely. Nice little backdoor play to Jace Tams, and shot is missed there by Emke. Emke crashed the boards. Crusaders with the rebound and push it up quickly. Matt Knoll high working man kicks a corner. Sean Schaefer's three-pointers off the mark. One and done on the first three possessions for the Crusaders. As Trainer gets a little sloppy moving the ball up the court. It's thrown by Schultz, and Brady's going to bring it across midcourt and set the offense up. Again, Trainer's opening up in a man-to-man defense. They're going to clear it out for Brady Schultz to attack one-on-one on the left side. Kicks it back over to Matt Knoll. Knoll drives in. Contact, no foul call. Quinn Olsen gets the rebound, puts it up, and he's going to get two.
There you go.
Nice shot by Quinn, crashing the board.
Both teams, no surprise, a little bit out of sync on the first two possessions.
Foul's going to be whistled on that. Lovely. The 5'11 junior. With two quick fouls, both team fouls, or both fouls belong to him, as Quinn's going to go to the line to shoot two, and he knocks that first one down. Quinn knocking the rust off after an outstanding football season. As he'll shoot a second shot here, checking into the ball game is Morgan Kine. We saw his sister in the first game.
6'6", sophomore.
Lots of size on the floor here as Quinn's second one is in and out. So one for two for Quinn Olson. 2-1 here on the Skirting National Bank scoreboard. 6:08 to go here. There's a three-pointer. It's off the mark as Cones comes in and Luke launches it. Nice job controlling the boards by the Crusaders. Sean Schaefer now is going to work man-to-man. He's working against Aaron Emke.
Little 2-3 zone right now.
Little high post jumper there by Matt Knowles off the mark. Rebound is brought down by Painter that puts it up the floor quickly. Nice catch off the break and kickback. Really nice execution on the fast break there. The finish.
Corbin team comes in and makes his presence felt.
Really nice job of Corbin showing body control there as we get another foul whistled on Trainer. And they're going to be an and-one situation as Bo Chamberlain got the make and the and-one opportunity there. So Bo's on the scoring column there. He's got a chance to tie a ball game here with 5:31 to go. Bo goes to the line, and Bo knows as he knocks it down. 4-4 here early on, 5:31 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Here comes the Trainer Cardinals. Again, a state tournament team last year in 2A, and a lot of the horses back is number three, Alec Lovely with the ball, works high. Now he's going to give it to Elwood. Elwood up high to Teen. There's a three-pointer off the mark. You don't want to give them too many uncontested looks there. Rebound by Matt Knoll. He's going to bring it up by himself. Kicks it to Chamberlain. Back over to Knoll. Knoll takes the corner. Brady Schultz, three-pointers off the mark, and the rebound here by Colvin Tran. Here comes the Trainer. Lots of ones and dens here early on.
Yeah, not a lot of flow going on so far. Again, both teams just kind of getting their feet wet as Bo Chamberlain picks up the foul on the penetration by Elwood.
First foul on Bo, first team foul for the Crusaders. Trainer saddled with three fouls. Tonight's first quarter brought to you by Mills Shelmer Pitts Associates. Mills Shellhammer Pitts and Associates along with Fibercom.
And that goes
off. Wow, sloppiness on the inbound set. Staber Meats, Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and Bargain Center are your other first quarter sponsors. Here come the Crusaders now. We've played 3.5 minutes. Brady Schultz working against that 1-3-1, kicks it over to Quinn, back to Brady. Brady tried to take it to the corner to Sean Schaefer, but pass was intercepted at the other end, tying with the take, but Quinn Olson with the block, but I think Sean Schaefer is going to come in behind the play and draw the foul. We'll see. Now they're going to go ahead and saddle Quinn Olson with that foul there. So we're going to get two shots there for Corbin Tyne, the 6'6" sophomore.
He kind of looks like he might be a player.
Comes off the bench for them. He's got three early on. Trainer back on top, 5-4 here with 4:26 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard.
Sean Schaefer just stepped off. Garden Panther will be the score. I'm going to be curious to see who that map goes to now because Sean was doing a great job defensively on him.
Dine gets both free throws. That lead is 6-4 as we see our first Charlie Vandrager sighting as Charlie checks into the ball game. Crusaders here running a little set here, trying to get some things, more players involved. Chamberlain kicks it over to Matt Knoll. Matt's closely guarded there by Elwood. And the ball's going to be tipped out of bounds. Belongs to the Crusaders with 14 seconds left on the shot clock here. Crusaders right now having a hard time getting anything moving toward the basket.
Yeah.
Kind of working a lot of east to west action.
And what's going on here? The officials.
Got a little dialogue between the officials. Once again, our premier sponsors for quarter one are Fibercom, Mills, Shalmer, Pitts, and Associates. Our other sponsors for quarter one, Bargain Center, Angel Cars, Sneaky's Chicken, Sioux Body Shop, Sioux City Symphony and Orchestra, Sioux City Bandits, and Staber Meats. And we've got a prolonged conversation there between the officials. Their thoughts early on here, Tom?
Neither team's in sync right now. I think they're just Yeah, the girls' game at Moyo has a lot of energy. Right now, there just doesn't seem to be a lot of energy in this game. But it'll change.
Here we go. Things are settled. Crusaders inbounds. They get up to Bo up high. Kicks it right wing to Matt. Matt's going to put it on the dribble. Takes it in, and he's going to get fouled. His sliding over was Corbentine to try and get the charge, but he got there a little bit late, and that's going to result in Matt Knoll shooting free throws. So his chance to get on the scoreboard for the first time tonight. Trainer early on, 6-4. We're just halfway through quarter number one. Knoll's first free throw is up and good. He's going to have one more. Again, Matt averaged 18 points a game last year, was a 78% free throw shooter. As we get another big body checking in, this time number 23, Jared Schwarte, is going to check into the ball game. He's a 6'5" junior, so lots of size for Coach Rucker. And
they always have a few big boys, don't they?
A lot of corn-fed boys in trainer land. Both free throws go. 6-6 on the Security National Bank scoreboard. 3:53 to go here. Nice clear out play and finish there. That's Carson Elwood.
Yeah. Good little set for the clear out. You're going to see Matt Knoll, I think, as Von Drager gets the open three and hits it.
Charlie Von Drager.
That's what Charlie does.
Charlie can shoot the rock.
And here's Jace Tams, and he shoots the three. He's a little bit off, though.
Nice rebound there by Matt Knoll. Matt's going to bring it up. He likes to grab that rebound and bring it. Nice feed into Quinn Olson. Good assist to Quinn. Quinn gets the finish. Give Matt Knoll the assist. Crusaders with their first lead of the night at 11-8. Trainer's going to answer quickly as they got a three-pointer and they knocked it down, but there's going to be a foul called on an illegal pick. As Cones made the free throw or made the three-pointer, but it's going to be waved off. That foul is going to be on Schwarte. That's his first, and that already is the fifth team foul for Trainer. And the Crusaders now with a three-point lead at 11-8 with 3:12 to go.
If that's the fifth foul, should be shooting free throws.
Yeah, I think it's an offensive foul, though. I don't know how they call that illegal pick. Classified under the offensive foul category. That's a quick foul.
Well,
23 feet away by Carson Elwood's going to put free throws for the Crusaders here. We really didn't think it'd come into play this quickly, but 5 minutes into the game, the Crusaders are going to shoot free throws. Already for the Crusaders, they've been in line five times, as Brady Schultz is going to shoot two with the new rule change. If you're just joining us now, team fouls restart at the end of each quarter, or at the beginning of each quarter, and once you get the fifth team foul in a quarter, it's an automatic two-shot foul with every foul. Brady gets both. So early on, the difference, 6-7 for the Crusaders. They push that lead now to 5 at 13-8. 3 minutes to go here in quarter number one. You're listening to Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio. Nice little weave action. Thames with a pull-up from 16 feet. Misses it. Nice rebound by Charlie Von Drager. And here comes the Crusaders pushing it up. Carson McInerney has checked into the ball game. Matt tried to hit Carson streaking to the basket, but the ball's tipped out of bounds. It's going to belong to the Crusaders. It's Schultz, McInerney, Von Drager, Schaefer, and
Knoll
on the floor for the Crusaders here. There's Sean Schaefer making his first aggressive move with a little step back and finish. Nice little job by Sean there of using his body. Got mid lane and pulled back, got the jumper. Yep. Nice little run here. Crusaders have pushed it to a 7-point lead. They're on a 9-0 run. Trainer with the drive, pull up and miss. Matt Knoll with the rebound. Matt's going to take it out and run. He's coming down the left side. A couple crossovers, double pumps, missed it. Did everything but get the basket. Here comes Trainer pushing it quickly the other way. It's Elwood with the push. He kicks it inside. There for the rebound was McInerney. Nice catch there. Sean Schaefer's going to get away, and he's going to be fouled by Chase Tams there. So
Here's that helper skelter we were looking for.
Got a little fast and furious there for a second. Hard to keep up with. You see a little bit of Matt Knoll's athleticism, though, on that last move. Just couldn't quite get the finish. Sean Schaefer is going to go to the line and shoot. Again, the Crusaders in the midst of a 9-0 run here. They trailed 8-6. And Schaefer's first free throw is a miss. John will get one more. On the floor for the Crusaders is Quinn Olson, Charlie Von Drager. Sean Schaefer, Matt Knoll, and Carson McInerney. Big lineup out there.
Big lineup, and be interesting to see who's playing the point guard for him. Is
Sean misses both free throws, but Matt Knoll gets the rebound and the putback. So Knoll with four.
Crusaders have kind of fallen into now about a 9-point lead all of a sudden.
11-0 run for the Crusaders here. A little flex offense against the Crusader man-to-man defense. There's a pull-up jumper from three by Cones, and he knocks it down. He looked good on that one that got waved
off. He did.
And you need to keep an eye on him. That breaks that scoring run by the Crusaders. Score stands at 17-11 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. 1:24 to go here. Crusaders throw it away, trying to look inside. Schaefer trying to find Knoll. Threw it away. Here comes Trainer on the move. Down the left side, they kick it up high to Cones. Nearly stolen there by Matt Knoll. Good hustle, Matt. Ball tipped out of bounds. Going to belong to the Trainer Cardinals here with 1:12 to go in your first quarter. Crusader 17, Trainer 11. Tonight's corporate sponsors for quarter number one are Fibercom and Mills, Shalmer, Pitts and Associates. Our other sponsors, Staber Meats, the Sioux City Bandits, Sioux City Symphony and Orchestra, Sioux Body Shop, Sneaky's Chicken, Angel Cars, and Bargain Center. Big thanks to all our great sponsors who underwrite Healing Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Here's Trainer now, a little hand back. They drive. It gets cut off. Good defense by Schaefer. Good job by Chamberlain hitting the floor. We're going to get a jump ball, and it's going to remain with Trainer.
I thought that was a quick jump ball. I thought Crusaders got possession of that. Staying down here with Trainer, though.
So very early on, we're seeing a little seven-man rotation with Von Dreiger, McInerney coming off the bench for the Crusaders here. Chamberlain now, or excuse me, Trainer now with the ball. Under 1 minute to go here. They trail by six, 17-11. There's a clear out for Elwood. Little putbacks, and Elwood
and
took his man to the right, came back to the left, and drew the foul in the basket.
Elwood's a tough player. Took Charlie did a nice job of keeping him in front, staying down, but couldn't get the defensive stop.
Von Dreiger now with two fouls. Or with one foul, that's just the third team foul. It's an and-one opportunity here for Carson Hall with the 6'3 senior. He's got four chance to make it five here, 17-11, or 17-13. Crusaders here with just 46 seconds to go in either first quarter. Three throws up and good. Trainer's a perfect 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. Breaking out on the... Wow.
Charge call on Bo Chamberlain. I don't know if the defender got squared up. He might have been set, but I don't think he was very square on that play.
Really nice quick up off the free throw there. And really looked like Bo had the angle on him, but there whistled Bo for the foul. That's a second foul on Bo, fourth team foul. Trainer now on three, 41 seconds to go. Bring across midcourt with the ball is Lovely. Left-handed dribble between the circles, kicks it over to Elwood. And away from the ball, we're going to see, once again, an illegal pick.
We've seen a lot of fouls called in the girls and boys game away from the ball tonight.
And that's going to be three fouls on Alec Lovely here in the first quarter. Two of those fouls have been offensive fouls with illegal picks. And so the Crusaders have the ball back. Shot clock is off, 31 seconds. Crusaders, if they want to, can go for the last shot here. They lead 17-14 in your first quarter. Matt Knoll with the ball up high, hands back to Brady Schultz. He's got Charlie Von Dreiger in one corner. He's got Sean Schaefer in the other corner. Working the high post is Quinn Olson. Schultz and Knoll playing catch out there. Brady's got to be careful there. He almost dribbled that off his foot. 12.5 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Again, shot clock is off. Crusaders look like they're trying to settle for the last shot of the quarter. They kick it into the backcourt to Schultz. He's going to bring it across with 10 seconds to go.
They're going
to
run a little lob play, I bet. That's
eight,
what they like it right
seven.
Here.
Little back door, nothing going. Charlie, open, three, off the mark. Scramble for the rebound. Ends up in Matt Knoll's hands, but his three-pointer is off the mark to end the quarter. So after one quarter of play, it is the Crusaders 17, the Trainer Cardinals 14. You're listening to Bishop Heelan Basketball here on Catholic Radio. We'll be right back.
At Tri-State Dental Care, you'll be part of our family. For 4 generations, serving the tri-state area, Dr. Jeff Reinking, Dr. Amber Wisner, and Dr. Robert Marks, Tri-State Dental Care, care for the health and beauty of your smile. Contact our Dakota Dunes Dental Office to schedule your complimentary consultation. You can call 605-242-7123. 605-242-7123. You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Gary and Reed back at the studio. Big thanks to all of you tuning in tonight. After one quarter of play on the Security National Bank scoreboards, Crusaders 17, Trainer 14. Tom, thoughts on that first quarter?
Well, sloppy. No one got into an offensive flow, I didn't think. It was a lot of just like ramrodding things. I did, you know, and so first game, that's what it's going to be. And it's almost like starting over second quarter, 0-0, 17-14. Anybody's game, and
Crusaders are going to start quarter number two with the ball, we believe, anyhow. That's how they're lined up here. It's going to be Noel Schultz, Schaefer, Olson, and Charlie Von Drager on the court for the Crusaders start quarter number two. So a little change in defense here as Trainer comes out in a little 1-3-1. Nice little lob dunk there by Matt Noel. Really nice set coming out of the timeout or of the quarter break there. Brady with the assist to Matt Noel. Matt puts it down. He's got 6. That Crusader lead now stands at 5. Crusaders going to stay in their man-to-man defense. Nice post up down low by Elwood, and he gets the finish there. Carson Elwood's a nice-looking player, 6'3", senior.
Charlie's got to get around to that post right down there. He can't just let the ball go in there.
So both teams come out of the quarter break with nice designs on their plays and have success with both of them. Schultz guarded man-to-man here. Von Drager in the corner and picks it up. Nearly throws it away there, but it's tipped out of bounds. Ball's going to be inbounded in the deep corner. Matt Knoll's going to kick it in. 7:10 to go here in the second quarter. Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Lightforms and Keller Williams real estate agent Tammy Bertrand. Schaefer with the ball, kicks it up high. Brady Schultz is going to run the show from the point guard between the circles, kicks it right wings to Schaefer. Schaefer deep in the corner, looking to get inside to Quinn Olson. Quinn gets a touch, spins right, then spins left, hands it back to Schaefer, and Schaefer's going to be hacked in the act and shoot two. Nice job by Quinn of staying patient, finding the open man, and that foul is going to be whistled on, I believe, number 14, Emke. And that, in fact, is going to be the case. It's going to put Schaefer to the line. Sean was 0 for 2 in his first visit to the charity stripe. Let's see if he can get some down here. Free throw is up and good. Nice job of rebounding from the 0 for 2, along with Light Forms and Tammy Bertrand. Our other second quarter sponsors include Schramm Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Ducky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of CNOS. Second free throw for Mr. Schaefer. He is up and good. John's got 4 on the night. Crusader lead stands at 5, 21-16 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. 6:51 to go here in quarter number 2. Picking the dribble up high is Elwood. Kicks it over now back to Elwood. He's got a clear out on this right side if he wants it. Working against Quinn Olson. Kicks it off to Cones. Once again, now Elwood's posted up against Brady Schultz. Good defense by Brady, but a wide open three by Tams is nothing but net.
Yep, he's a good shooter, too good to leave him open.
They kind of shifted down to help on the inside there, and Tams got the opener. That's Quinn Olson with a three. It's good.
Hey, how about there, Quinn?
We like to
who
see that.
Who needs practice?
Quinn with 6. Crusader leave at 5. 24-19. Here comes Trainer with the ball. It's going to be Elwood up high. You're going to see the ball in Elwood's hand most of the time here. Kicks it off to Cones up high, left side. Into Emke. Emke working above the circle. Long three by Tam. No, he pump fakes, takes it in the lane. 15-foot jumper, good. Nothing but net. He's starting to warm up. He's got 7. Jace Tams. Again, he averaged 16 points a game last year for the Trainer Cardinals. They're going to go fall back into that 2-3 zone once again against the Crusaders. They get into Matt Knoll. Matt's shot off glass is heavy. Here comes Trainer. They're going to run the ball up. It's Emke with the ball up high. Tams with another three. He's lighting it. I think he's the one that got hot last year on us.
He did. He absolutely did. He was hitting them from about 25, just kind of like that shot right there.
Just like that, we find ourselves deadlocked at 24 as Brady Schultz misses the three, but Quinn Olson with the rebound drives in the middle of the lane, kicks it out. Bork has checked into the ball game. Cannon Bork. And we're going to get a drive and a block foul there. The foul's going to be whistled on Corbin Tyne. That's his second foul. And it's going to be the second team foul of the quarter.
Well, let's see here. Alec Lovely with three fouls checks back in. How long will it take Alec to pick up that fourth? He hasn't had much luck tonight.
Crusaders inbound under their own back. Basket. Quinn kicked up high to Kennett. Bork set the pick there. Double teamed is Matt Knoll. Matt finally kicks it over to Quinn Olson. Finds Schaefer wide open underneath, and Sean makes him pay. They took the gamble on double teaming up high, and they broke that double team, kicked it down to Sean Schaefer. He gets the deuce. Crusaders back up by two, 26-24. You feel like momentum's kind of shifted in the way of Trainer here after the last few shots. They got a lot of energy on offense there. There's Tams with another quick jumper. This one's off the mark. Matt Knoll with the rebound. He gets double teamed, kicks it up to Quinn Olson. Quinn puts it up. And
that's on the floor.
Foul on the ground. Nice
that
look.
Okay.
Nice look there by Matt Knoll. Foul going to be on Tams. That's his second. That's a kid you want to make sure you keep in the ballgame.
Yeah, they're getting some kids with some fouls.
Nice inbounds play. Schaefer gets contacted there.
I feel bad for the kid right there. I don't know if that was a foul.
Corbin Tyne with that foul. And it's going to put Mr. Schaefer back to the line. Sean on the night is 2 for 4. And he'll get a pair here. 26-24 with 4:21 to go here in your second quarter. Free throw is in and out. Strand Electric, Service Master, Siouxland, Rubber Dockey, Queen of Peace, Trinity, Stone County, Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan. Keller Williams, Real Estate Agent. Tammy Bertrand as your second quarter sponsors. Second free throw is up and good, so he's 3 for 6 on the night, Sean Schaefer. He's got 7 for the Crusaders. The Crusader lead stands at 3, 27-24 on the National Bank scoreboard. Elwood with the ball up high, kicks it right wing, Cone for the three.
He's a nice shooter, isn't he?
Already 4 3-pointers by Trainer. That's a good two-way basketball team right there. Ball's kicked into Matt Knoll. Matt gets a finish. Nice assist by Schaefer. Other end. Here comes Trainer pushing it up quickly. With the ball is Lovely, and he's working with three fouls. Kicks it up high to Tames. You better keep an eye on him. Now he takes it to the basket, and he's going to be hip-checked and fouled by Sean Schaefer. That's Sean's first team foul, number one in the quarter. Trainer's got 4 fouls here in the second quarter, and on the next foul, Crusaders will shoot 2. 29-27, Bishop Heelan here, 3:43 to go. Nice little inbound set there to Elwood as he gets the easy finish.
Bo was kind of sleeping on that one a little bit.
Yeah, Bo's got 2 fouls, so you had to be kind of careful there. 29-29, 3:33 to go here on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Here's the Crusaders working against a 2-3 zone by Trainer. Ball's inside, and we're going to see a three-second call. I'm not sure we had the ball for 3 seconds.
Yeah.
29-29. Here comes Trainer with a chance to take the lead here. Crusaders going to stay in that man-to-man defense. It's Quinn Olson guarding Lovely. Lovely takes all the way to the hole. Olson blocks it off the glass. Nice lead there to Sean Schaefer as... Sean goes down hard on the leg. Matt Knoll with a little lead pass there. When Schaefer gets up, he'll shoot 2. Hard fall there going into the layup. While we have a second, we're going to take it back to the studio for a quick 30-second timeout. Again, it's Crusader basketball here on Catholic Radio with 3:12 to go in quarter number 2. It's 29-29. We'll be right back.
We would like to thank our friends Brad and Jean Mollett and their family for their continued support of Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic Schools. Mollett Industrial Group is a proud supporter of your Catholic Radio 88.1.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic Radio station.
Ron's taking control of this game.
And welcome back, everyone. Looks like Sean Schaefer walked off the court. I think he's going to be okay, but they're going to let Charlie Von Drager shoot his free throws. That's an option you have with an injured player. We're deadlocked at 29 with 3:12 to go here in the second quarter. Charlie's first free throw is up and good. He's got four on the night. He's going to get one more here. Crusaders grab the lead once again at 30-29. Second free throw is off the back of the horn, and here comes Trainer now, trailing by one, 3 minutes and 5 seconds left in your first half. Cone spots up, three, in and out. Battle for the rebound is going to be won by Trainer. They kick it over to Lovely. He knocks it in. Alec Lovely gets his first buck of the night, and Trainer has the lead here. 2:50 to go in the second quarter, 31-30 Trainer. As Matt Knoll drives the lane, tries to kick it out to the corner to Charlie. He's got two different passes tipped out of bounds. And finally, it is, in fact, tipped out of bounds. Two different pass attempts to Von Drager were both touched by Trainer that finally goes out of bounds. So Sean Schaefer's going to check back into the ball game. Matt kicks it out to Schultz. Schaefer with a nice pump fake, drives, puts it up and in. So looks like Sean recovered from that knee pretty quickly.
Yeah, I think he's fine.
32-31 Crusaders. Back and forth all of a sudden here. Nice little set there as Chase Tams gets the bucket there. Came off a little wing pick there. Pulled up for the 14-foot jumper. Trainer back with the lead. Schultz with the ball in the corner. Kicks it up high. Schaefer back to Schultz. Trainer's kind of staying in an extended 2-3 zone there as the Crusaders throw it away, trying to work it around the horn. Trainer with the ball and a chance to build on a 33-32 lead under Security National Bank scoreboard. Tonight's premier second quarter sponsors are Lightforms and Keller Williams agent Tammy Bertrand. Here comes Trainer moving left to right on your radio dial, dressed in all black uniforms with white numbers. As there's a steal by Quinn Olson. Quinn's got a breakaway, and he puts a dunk down.
Quinn with a dunk, something his dad could never do.
8 points for Quinn Olson there as the referee stopped the game to clean up the net. And Crusaders get a little burst of energy with that steal and dunk. 34-33 Crusaders here. We're back and forth here. A minute 50 to go. Security National Bank scoreboard. Here comes Alec Lovely with the ball. They ran a little pick play. Pop by Emke. Back to Lovely, and he puts it in. I tell you what, they run some nice stuff.
Well, they've run that play. Resembles our old two down a little bit, but they've really made a living on it tonight.
Trainer 30, Crusaders 34 here. There's a scoring going on as the ball back into Quinn Olson. Quinn knocks another one there. Not a lot of rest from Quinn Olson.
No.
Quinn's got 10 to lead the Crusader attack here. Here comes Trainer. Crusaders back on top, 36-35. The lead seesawed back and forth here in the second half of the second quarter. Trainer trying to answer. Nice backdoor.
Wow, they got it again.
There. Alec Lovely. Not the best defense by the Crusaders. They bid on the cut outside and back door. Here comes Matt pulling up. Matt misses, gets his own rebound, then is going to get fouled. So Matt Knoll taking it deep into the hole. Missed it, got his own rebound, and finally is going to be fouled by Carson Elwood. And the story of this game might be Trainer's Trainer's foul situation.
Yeah, I mean, Heelan has one foul this quarter, and I don't know what that first quarter, but
they're not going to call that foul on Elwood. They're going to call it on Empty instead. As Noel knocks the free throw down, he'll get one more. The 8.7 seconds to go. We're deadlocked at 37. Noel now with the second free throw. he knocks that down. Matt Knoll now with 10. So Matt and Quinn Olson both in double figures early on here, as is Sean Schaefer's just shy of that with 9. Quick three-pointer there by Cones is off the mark. Rebounded by Von Drager. Here come the Crusaders pushing it. 35 seconds to go. Shot clock is, they've got about a three-second differential between shot clock and game clock. Crusaders look like they're content to hold it here. They're going to have to shoot the ball with about 3 seconds left in the half. Matt Knoll holding the ball up high. Referee's starting his count. Matt clears it out now. He's got the dribble live. They run a little pop play to Quinn Olson, a little back cut. Charlie over to Bo Chamberlain. Chamberlain long three, he's off the mark. Battle for the rebounds won by Matt Knoll. He puts it up, misses, but gets his own rebound, puts it in at the buzzer. Matt Knoll doing yeoman work on the glass. Gets the late putback, and the Crusaders with that lead 40-37 after one half of play. Wow.
Wow.
Take a breath here. Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Light Forms and Keller Williams agent Tammy Bertrand, Tram Electric, Sumas, Servicemaster Siouxland, Rubber Docky, Queen of Peace, Trinity Heights, Plymouth County Right to Life, Barkley Asphalt, and Dr. Ryan Meese of Sinos. After one half of play, Crusaders 40, Trainer 37. We'll be back for our halftime activities. You're listening to Catholic here on Catholic Radio.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Crusader Halftime Show here on 88.1 FM, KFHC, KOA, Catholic Radio. Tonight, your halftime is brought to you by premier sponsor Dave Pepin Real Estate, LLC. The Crusaders lead the Trainer Cardinals 40-37 at half. Our other halftime sponsors, as they will all year, Mollett Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation, and Mr. Kevin Poss and Mr. Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialists on your Security National Bank. Halftime score is the Crusaders 40, Trainer 37. Wow, Tom, that was a lot of things happening there.
It really started slow, but then both teams kind of got going for a little bit. You know, Trainer was hitting the threes. Crusaders' second shots kept them alive. Matt Knoll is just a really tough matchup for them. Sean's got that game where he can get to the basket and finish. But it's anybody's game at this point. 40-37. Adjustments. Who's going to make adjustments in the second half or at halftime? I think the zone for the Trainer Cardinals, they're going to have to look at some zone defense. They've got so many kids with two fouls, three fouls, kids they need on the court. Can they make it through another two quarters without any major foul problems?
Both teams with 23 second quarter points. Crusaders once again lead 40-37. Yeah, Tom, you know, the free throw line has really helped keep the Crusaders in, and the whole foul situation might really come into play here in the second half for Trainer.
Yeah. But, again, it's two different teams. One team that's, really going to, look for their opportunities from the arc. They got some really nice shooters out there. But I also thought Trainer did a nice job of identifying mismatches. Crusaders were switching a lot of things, and they were getting some mismatches inside with Elwood. How do you get to some more kids involved for the Crusaders? Quinn Olson, 10 points, Matt Knoll with a dozen, and Sean Schaefer with 9. Kind of the guys you thought would carry the load for the Crusaders. But how do we get some other guys involved?
So real quickly, your scoring recap for the first half for the Trainer Cardinals. Jace Tams with 2 points in the first quarter, but he exploded for 12 in the second quarter. He leads them in scoring with 14 points. 7 points for Carson Elwood, 6 for Alex Lovely, 4 for Corbin Tyne, and 6 for Ethan Cones. Trainer with 3 pointers in that first half. For the Crusaders, they were led in scoring, as Tom mentioned, by Matt Noll with 12. Quinn Olson, nice first half with 10. 9 for Sean Schaefer. 4 points for Charlie Von Dreiger. 3 points for Bo Chamberlain. And 2 points for Brady Schultz. So Crusaders with holding on to a 3-point lead here. And man, the action's just starting for the week, as on Friday the Crusaders will travel across town to East High School. Game that should match 4 teams that are rated in the state. The girls will tip off at 5:30. Boys will tip off at 7. We'll have coverage here on Catholic Radio from East High. Again, if you weren't listening earlier, the Crusader women open their season with a nice win as they get off to a good start and hold on to beat Lewis Central 47-33 in that game. 18 points from freshman Melina Snoozy, 14 points for Brooklyn Stanley, and 10 points for Abby Lee. Led that Crusader attack in that girls. So the girls open up at 1-0 on the season, 1-0 on the season, I should say, as they'll take on a very good East High team on Friday. The boys here have got their hands full, Thomas, with a good trainer team, a team that has runs a lot of good stuff, but also got a lot of really good perimeter shooters.
Yeah, we knew we'd be in a dogfight with these guys. Again, I think second half's going to come down to foul trouble. Crusaders really don't have any. They've got Tams has 3. They have Lovely with 3. They've got 2 other kids with 2, I believe. And where the Crusaders, I think we have 4 fouls total. So that's a good place to start the second half.
Yeah, certainly a lot of free throw disparity. But just off the subject real quickly, it is Giving Tuesday.
Right
and,
on.
And if you you really appreciate the work that Catholic Radio does for the community, as you should, both in the great faith-based programming that takes place each and every day or Healing Athletics on Catholic Radio, please think about making some donations to Catholic Radio. It's certainly very much appreciated. As a group, they live off the generosity of others financially, and certainly support them in any way you can, as well as the great sponsors who underwrite Healing Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Our halftime show tonight is brought to you by our premier sponsor, Dave Pepin Real Estate, along with Mollet Industrial Group, Bush Dry Cleaners, Paychex HR, New Crib Inspection, Monsignor Lafferty Tuition Foundation, and Kevin Poss and Tim Salisbury with Physical Therapist Specialist. We're going to take it back to Ann at the studio at halftime under Security National Bank scoreboard. It's Healing 40 and Trainer 37. We'll be right back.
Come away to a quiet place. Trinity Heights offers more than 24 shrines, memorial garden spots, and quiet corners for prayer and reflection amidst 14 acres of spacious walkways and soft green spaces. We offer a peaceful setting away from everyday hassle. 2 magnificent statues anchor Trinity Heights on each end, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, Queen of Peace, and the Sacred Heart of Jesus. An impressive life-size carving of the Last Supper is located in St. Joseph Center across from the Marion Center gift shop. You will find Queen of Peace in Trinity Heights located at 33rd and Floyd Boulevard, Sioux City, Iowa.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And once again, welcome back everyone, alongside Tom Betts and Bob Geary, and Reed's back at the studio. It's Crusader basketball tonight, doubleheader time, as the Crusader women open up with a 47-33 win over Lewis Central. The boys at halftime lead the Trainer Cardinals 40-37. And what's been a really up-and-down game. Both teams kind of started slow, but boy, in the second quarter, both teams kicked it in full gear. Both teams scoring 23 points in that second quarter. And currently we stand at 40-37 here as we near the end of our halftime. Reminder, we're back on the air on Friday night. Pre-game tips off at 5:15. Girls game, Healing at East High School. at 5:30, boys game will follow, and that should be a couple of dandies. So if you don't have anything going on and can't get out to East High on Friday night, hook us up. We'd love to make the call, and it should be a good one on both fronts. That's four very good basketball teams. They're going to do battle on Friday, and of course there's no love lost between Helan and East High School.
That sounds like you're saying we don't love them.
We love them in a different way, Tom.
I want to thank Raz Vander, though. He gave me a new jacket this week. USA Basketball.
Wow.
Yeah.
Aren't you special?
I am kind of special. I was feeling very patriotic today when I wore it to work.
So here we go. Near the end of the halftime festivities here.
Trainer ball to start the half.
Nice.
Three-point game. We always talk about the first 3 minutes of the third quarter. It's going to be pretty critical. I'll say it again. It's going to be critical for the trainer to make it through this third quarter with not a lot of fouls, especially to their key players.
Yeah, you got Tams with three and Lovely with three. That's two of their principal ball handlers.
Yeah.
So that could enter into the play. Carson Elwood with one, Tyne with two, and Emke with two for Trainer. Really, Bo Chamberlain with two fouls is the only one in any foul situation for the Crusaders. So as we get ready to start quarter number three, tonight's third quarter is brought to you, as it will be all year, by, as I find my notes here, Polk Brothers and Central Bank of Sioux City and Storm Lake are other third quarter sponsors. They're Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. Once again, on the Security National Bank scoreboard as we start half number two. Crusaders holding on to a three-point lead at 40-37. And here we go. Trainer's going to open the second half with the ball as they move right to left on your radio dial. So they run a little down pick, get the ball to Cones. They kick it over, spin it over. There's that back door play. This time Brady Schultz is there to tip it out of bounds. Nice setup there as they tried to hit Lovely with the back door cut. It worked a couple times in the first half. Brady sniffed that out, tipped it out of bounds. 29 left on the shot clock here as the Crusaders once again tip it, but Trainer finally gets control of it. About as long as the shot clock as we've seen tonight.
Yeah,
down to 20 seconds. Here's Cones with the ball, kicks it right wing to Elwood. He tries to kick it inside, goes out of bounds. 13 seconds left on the play clock.
I think they said that was tipped by Quinn. I don't think we thought that way, but
Schultz, Schaefer, Noel, Chamberlain, and Olsen on the floor for the Crusaders. There's the ball kicked in off the inbounds to Elwood up high. Under 10 seconds to go on the shot clock. He's going to kick a hand back to Lovely. Cones working against Matt Noel. Matt cuts him down. Backdoor cut as Tames, and he gets the foul there as Schaefer gets caught in the shuffle. Has to commit the foul. It's going to put Jace Tames to the line. Our Tams and to shoot a pair. Really nice player.
Yeah.
Late in the shot clock, too. We kind of lost control there. As Tams missed the first one, he'll get one more.
Tams, it reminds me of that those guards you see in the G-Pack that can just go all day and love to score baskets.
Second free throw is up and good. That cuts the Crusader lead to just two, 40-38. Crusaders' first possession of quarter number three, as Schultz is going to bring it across the timeline, works between the circles. A little too high, too low look here. Chamberlain gets it on the right wing. Chamberlain takes it to the hole.
Turned down a layup.
Turned down a short one, gets it over to Quinn Olsen. Quinn takes it into Matt. Matt working back to basket. Pump fakes, puts it up, misses it. Nearly gets his own rebound, and finally does get his rebound, puts it up, and he's going to get fouled and shoots two. There's
Matt Knowles working hard in there.
Ethan Cones, I believe, is going to be whistled for that foul. That's Ethan's second. I take that back. That foul's, yeah, it is going to be on Ethan Cones. So Matt Knowles going to go to the line. He's your game's leading scorer. Crusaders leading scorer with 12. Make that 13 as he knocks the first free throw down. He's a perfect 5-for-5 on the night from the charity stripe. Matt's going to get one more here. Second free throw is up and good as well. So 14 on the night for Matt Knoll. Crusader lead stands at 4, 42-38, 6:46 to go here in quarter number three. Trainer with the ball. Cones kicks it up to the high post to Elwood. Elwood drives. He's going to get the and-one opportunity.
He's very good at that mid-range game attacking basket. That's 11 points for him. And foul number, trying to see through here, on
that's
Olsen, number
that's
two.
Two on Quinn. He completes the old-fashioned three-point play, and the lead now stands at one at 42-41. Crusaders, 6:35 to go here in the ball game, or in the third quarter. Schultz with the ball, right wing, takes it up high. Chamberlain has trouble, finally corrals it between the circles back over to Schultz. Schultz kicks inside to Quinn Olsen. Quinn's got a few inches on his defender, Cones. Drives in, hands back, Chamberlain with an easy deuce. Bowe's got five. Crusader leads at three.
Both teams going inside a little bit, start second half.
There's Cones with a pop back three. It's off the mark. Battle for the rebound is going to be run by Emke. Trainer with a second shot opportunity here. And there's going to be an extra step there as Alec Lovely put the fake in the go and one too many steps. Turnover, Trainer. Crusaders with a three-point lead, 44-41. Not many teams will operate with a 6'7 point guard, but Matt has that ability. Matt Noel kicks it baseline. Schaefer. Schaefer drives in. Back to Noel. Noel goes in, gets the bucket, and the foul.
I think Trainer might want to look back and going back to the zone defense. Noel's going to score. They're going to foul every time, or both.
Both Noel and Quinn Olsen are really tough.
Yeah, they're tough matchups down there.
Aaron Emke with that third foul for Trainer. To the line goes Matt Noel. He knocks that down. Perfect 7-for-7 from the line tonight. He's got 17 to lead all scorers. Here's Trainer looking to try and answer here. Down six. There's a three-pointer. It's good. And that's Tams once again with the three. Boy, Jace Tams just doesn't need much space either.
No, he doesn't.
And he's got 16 now. Inside to Schaefer. Schaefer goes up, misses
bomb.
It, gets his own rebound, though. Like to see the aggressiveness of Sean Schaefer there. As he got that feed on the baseline, took it hard to the hole. And we're going to see a lot of free throws, I think, here in the second half. And that's four fouls on Aaron Emke. So he becomes the first player in the game with four. Three team fouls. There's Charlie Von Drager with the open three off the inbound set. Missed it. Rebound Trainer. Here comes Trainer pushing it, and then we see a backcourt foul called on Matt Noel. That's Matt's first foul. Crusaders 47, Trainer 44, 5:11 to go here, and the pace just keeps on rolling, Thomas.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Well, for 10 of them. Trainer just keeps hanging around. They run these nice sets. There's Chase Tram again with the mid-range jumper.
Nice rebound there by Sean Schaefer. He kicks it up to Charlie. Charlie up to Matt Noel. Matt baseline, drives baseline, gets pushed, and it's going to be a foul on Carson Elwood. That'll be Carson's second foul, and that's the fourth team foul for Trainer. So next foul here, and we're only 4:50 into the third quarter. Next foul will put the two-shot situation for the Crusaders. There's a hand back, Quinn Olsen. Quinn, left-handed drive, reverse layup, good. Really nice bounce. Kicked in Matt, and Matt handed right back, and Quinn makes a nice reverse layup to put the Crusaders up 5, 49-44. I believe that's the biggest lead of the night for the Crusaders.
Believe it is.
Here's Trainer. Cones, long three-pointer, call it 24 feet. Charlie Von Drager hits the boards, but it goes off the bounce off Charlie, and going to remain in the hands of Trainer. You want to grab those opportunities when you can. Carson Matt in the ball game. Quinn Olson's going to check out.
Timeout Trainer.
We're going to take a timeout with you. Security National Bank scoreboard with 4:24 to go here in quarter number three. Crusaders 49. Trainer 44. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Matt Sentions with Knights Columbus Insurance at 712-880-1188. Serving the Catholic families in the Sioux City, Danbury, Ida Grove, and Denison areas with long-term care insurance, life insurance,
disability income insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 712-880-1188 to find out how the Knights Columbus Insurance can help protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts and Bob Geary, as we come out of the timeout, 4:24 remains in the third quarter. Crusaders lead by five. Inbound set, and we're going to get a two-shot foul here as Carson McInerney is going to be whistled for the foul, and it's going to put Carson Elwood to the line to shoot a pair. Tonight's third quarter brought to you by Falk Brothers and Central Bank, along with Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. As the first free throw is good by Carson Elwood. He's going to get one more. That one is up and good as well. 49-46 here as the Crusaders bring across midcourt. On the court for the Crusaders is Schaefer, Noel, Von Drager, McInerney, and Chamberlain. Matt Noel with the ball up high. They're going to clear it out for Matt. Matt's going to pull up for the three-pointer, and it's off the basket and over the bang board, and it's going to be out of bounds off the Crusaders. As Trainer now trailing by three, he's got a chance to cut into this lead.
And Crusaders sticking to just straight man, nothing fancy, but they are like, as they go inside again, Trainer keeps trying to push that ball inside. They've done a pretty good job of it tonight, but turnover there.
Bo Chamberlain get with the steal there. They tried the back door once again, and Bo was right on the spot. There's back door at the other end, and Chamberlain gets the bucket. Really nice play there. Chamberlain now with seven on the night. Crusaders back up by five. 3.5 to go here in quarter number three. Left wing Trainer. Tams with the drive, and they're going to whistle Schaefer with the foul. That's going to be Sean's third. And it's going to be team foul number five,
third,
I think.
Is that five? So that's both teams are fouling this quarter. Again, this is we're seeing the pros and cons of this new rule this year.
Tams is going to go to the line to shoot a pair. First free throw is up and good. He'll get one more. 51-47 on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Still 3:25 to go in the third quarter. Lots of circles lined through him here.
Yes.
Second one to go as well. And here come the Crusaders now. Lead three. It's Matt Noel driving, kicks corner. Charlie Von Drager, three, partially blocked. Control by Trainer. It's Trainer. They got numbers, and they just outrun the Crusaders up the floor and get the bucket. That's Ethan Cones. Nice sprint up. He's got eight. And that
one
leads.
1-point game. Crusaders going with Noel at the point guard. And
Charlie
hits that three. Needed that one. Again, you're going to have to, with Matt Noel, you're going to have to suck in and really gap up and take everything away. Something's going to be open.
Charlie Von Drager with seven now. A couple of three-pointers for Charlie at the other end. They're working on Charlie. They put it up. Elwood misses it, and it's going to go out of bounds off the Crusaders. I tell you, this Trainer team really does a nice job attacking the hole purposefully.
Purpose, yes.
It's not reckless abandon in there. They've got a lot of different moves inside. They're going to be a tough pill in 2A. Inbound set now, 2:41 to go on the Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders up four. They kick it inside. Nice inbound set. Elwood misses it. Matt Noel just uses his 6-7 to go over top of everybody and get the rebound. Kicks it up. Chamberlain thought about it, then kicked into Matt Noel. Matt free throw kicks out to Schultz. Back to Matt up high. Chamberlain on the left wing, kicks it into Quinn, back to Chamberlain, Bo for three off the mark, rebounded by Cones, and here he goes, he's off running, and the ball's going to be tipped out of bounds by Quinn Olson, and it remains in the hands of Trainer. I'd like to see us keep attacking inside here.
Yeah, I tell you, this game, it just seems like, I'm just waiting for somebody to say, we're going to take over this game. Nobody wants to seem to do it, and
Trying to figure out. They've had a hard time figuring out where to inbound the ball tonight. We've had lots of discussions on that. Trainer with the inbound near the hash mark. They kick it in. Almost stolen by Brady, but Trainer's going to bring it across midcourt. Cones, three-pointer, corner, off the mark. Rebound by Bo Chamberlain. And Bo's, whoa.
Bo's foot is on the line. Yeah. I thought we might have gotten a shove there, but.
Yeah, so Trainer's going to get another fresh look here with 2:05 to go in the quarter. They trail by four, 54-40. They've ran some really nice inbound stuff here as they run a little slip and kick in and up and missed the short one there. Pine had a look, but missed it in the backcourt. It's going to be a jump ball there as Brady lost control of it. Possession arrow is going to point in favor of the Crusaders. So with 1:56 to go here, Crusaders going to inbound in their backcourt. Trainer's kind of extending pressure a little bit. Now they back off. Matt Knoll's going to run the point here for a second as he brings it across midcourt. Works between the two circles. Turns down the pick from Carson McInerney. Kicks corner to Schultz. Schultz dribbles it back up high. Kicks it cross court to Quinn. Back to Matt Knoll. Nice spin move. Jumper from inside the lane. Missed it. Rebound by Tams. And here comes Trainers. They push it up quickly. They attack and get the bucket there. Nice job by Ethan Cones.
Really nice finish. Nice finish on the goal by Cones.
54-52. Crusaders. 1:20 to go in the third quarter. You get the feeling this one's going to go all the way down to the end. Chamberlain, corner, Schultz. Cross court, McInerney. Back inside to Quinn. Quinn with a nice spin move. Double pump. Hands back to McInerney. Schultz with a three. Good. Boy, we need to see Brady get a few of those threes to fall. Knocks it down. Leads back up to five. Yeah. 57-52. Under 1 minute to go here in the third quarter. Nice drive. Can't get the finish. Rebound by Matt Knoll. Matt's bringing it up to court. 1-on-4. Euro step, and they're going to call him for the charge. And
that's
not completely sold on that call, but probably forcing the issue.
Yeah, I think he was. I think they penalized him because he forced it. I don't think the guy was set.
Second foul for Matt Knoll. Offensive variety, so there won't be any shots with that. Both teams are well into the double bonus. 42.8 seconds to go here in the third quarter. One more shout out to our third quarter sponsors. Falk Brothers Central Bank, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Catholic Charities, Meyer Brother Funeral Homes, McClintock Insurance, Modern Day Parish, and Lawler Fixtures. 7 seconds difference between the game clock and the play clock. We're getting a legal pick. That pick's going to be on Corbin Tyne. And that's his third. Again, an offensive foul, so no shots involved, but it is a turnover. Crusaders lead by five with an opportunity to build on that. Shot clock is off should the Crusaders decide to run it down here and get the last shot of the quarter.
Which I don't think would be a bad idea. Try to get Quinn Olson posted up here.
Quinn's going to control the ball. Cones is going to come out and give some pressure. Kicks it over to Chamberlain. Chamberlain's man's going to back off. Chamberlain's man, he's got a big post player guarding him. Now we see Trainer kind of fall back into a 1-3-1 type of look here, I believe. Olson with the ball, high post, 8 seconds. Chamberlain, three-pointer, off the mark. Gets it into Matt. Gets it into Matt Knoll.
Oh,
Matt had
three
looks in the last 2 seconds and couldn't get any of them to fall. So after three quarters of play, it's the Crusaders 57, Trainer 52. We'll be right back. It's Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
Hi, I'm Jeremy Borgers with Knights of Columbus Insurance at 402-750-4775, serving Catholic families in the West Point, Lyons, Pender, Emerson, South Sioux City, and Takema areas. By providing life, disability, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact me today at 402-750-4775 to find out how I can protect you and your family.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Yeah, welcome back, everyone. It's Crusader basketball here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. And teams are doing battle on the Frelick family floor tonight. as the Crusaders lead the Trainer Cardinals 57-52 in that last quarter. Crusaders led at half 40-37. Crusaders outscored Trainer 17-15 to grab that 5-point margin. It's going to be Trainer ball to start quarter number four. Tonight's fourth quarter brought to you by our premier sponsor, St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank. Our other sponsors include Jimmy John's, Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more. So here we go, Tom. Should be an exciting one.
It should be. We got, 5-point lead. Got to make sure we value every possession. And, again, it used to be the old days. Again, you'd get to the free throw line, and we might not get there as they – oh.
They went to the well on that back door.
They went to the well, and I think the back door might have been there, but the cutter stopped.
If you're going to make that cut, complete that cut.
Yes.
One of the cardinal rules of backdoor basketball. Here we go. Matt Noel brings it across midcourt, gets it to Schultz. Schultz working between the circles, kicks it in to Sean Schaefer, and Sean's going to be fouled. Let's see who they're going to whistle that on.
That's on Tams.
And that's his fourth. Again, fouls start over in the fourth quarter, mercifully. First team foul, but that's his fourth on the leading scorer for the Cardinals. We'll see how long Coach is going to be willing to roll the dice with him. Chamberlain with the ball up high off the inbound set. Kicks it over to Schaefer. Schaefer, nice post up into Quinn Olson.
Yeah, that's
Quinn
a score. I mean, that's his bread and butter down there for Quinn Olson.
14 on the night for Quinn. That leads now 7. That's the biggest lead of the night for the Crusaders at 59-52. Nearly a turnover by Trainer up high as they get stranded. Now they do turn it over. Here comes the Crusaders pushing it across. Bo Chamberlain with the ball, left wing. 3-point, gets it to Schultz. They spin it all the way across to the right corner. Sean Schaefer, Sean with the pump fake, drives, puts it up, left hand, missed it. But Matt Knowles there to clean it up with the make. And the and one as he's fouled on the putback. Just, Tom, just really no answer for his size.
No, there's not. And, again, Crusaders' biggest lead of the night. 9, chance to go to 10 real quick.
Carson Elwood with that foul. That's his third for Trainer. Don't count this Trainer team out, though.
Yeah, they can hit threes in a quick hurry.
They can score in a hurry. Biggest lead of the night for the Crusaders on Security Bank scoreboard, 62-52. Here comes Trainer with the ball. Under 7 minutes to go in your ball game. Up high, it's Lovely with the ball. Hands back to Cones. Right wing, little two-man game. Nothing going. Kick it up high. That's Elwood. Corner Cones. 3 Cones. Off the mark, and the rebound's pulled down by Matt Noel. Matt's going to be a double-double guy tonight. He's got a lot of rebounds to go along with his around with his points. The Crusaders turn it over, though, as Quinn tried to kick it into Matt Noel, and beating everybody down the court was Lovely. He missed the layup, and then when the Crusaders got the rebound, they were out of bounds. So it's going to end up with Trainer ball here. I really like the way Trainer runs the floor. They get themselves a lot of scoring opportunities right off the break. Here's Trainer, and they kick it inbounds, working against Matt Noel. Nice finish there by Elwood.
Elwood's a good player. Timeout, Trainer.
So with 6:14 to go here in your fourth quarter, it's the Crusaders 62, Trainer 54. We're going to take a 30-second break. When we come back, we've got further fourth quarter action. It's Crusader basketball tonight on Catholic Radio.
On December 17th, join the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra at the Orpheum Theater for a holiday celebration with the seasonal sounds of holiday brass, percussion, and the mighty Wurlitzer. It's a night out in Sioux City filled with joy, holiday cheer, and the spirit of the season for the whole family. Buy tickets now at SiouxCitySymphony.org or call 712-277-2111.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Alongside Tom Betts, I'm Bob Geary. Ann Reed back at the studio. It's Crusader basketball here from Bishop Heelan as the Crusaders lead the Trainer Cardinals 62-54 in tonight's season opener for both these teams. Crusaders going to bring it in the backcourt as Matt Knoll is going to operate off the point guard. The 6'7 All-Stater kicks it left wing to Schaefer. Schaefer drives in, then kicks back to Brady Schultz, who turned down the three. They're going to reset the offense.
Trainer's in like a 1-2-2 zone right now, Coach.
Good movement by the Crusaders. There's Schaefer. Open three, good. Sean Schaefer. Nice patience by the Crusaders. Schaefer's in double figures now with 12. That lead now stands at 11. That is the biggest lead of the night. Trainer answering there. We're going to see a foul called on Schaefer.
That'll be his fourth, correct, Coach?
For Sean, that is foul number four. It is a non-shooting foul, I believe. It's going to be an inbound situation. 5:41 on your security next scoreboard. Crusaders 65. Trainer. Again, another outstanding inbounds play by Trainer, but Quinn Olson rises to the occasion, blocks the shot of Elwood. Trainer maintains control of it. It's Lovely with the ball. Lovely three-pointer is off the mark, and Quinn Olson with the rebound. Quinn's going to bring it across. The Crusader quarterback is going to man the ball here, gets it back to Brady Scholes, back to Quinn. Quinn's working just above the right arc. He's got Sean Schaefer in one corner. They got Matt Knoll in the other corner. They got Chamberlain inside, and Chamberlain's going to be whistled for an offensive foul. I believe that one might have been.
Yeah.
Kind of dipped the shoulder.
That's the old stereo, you know, the old classic dip your shoulder one.
A little bit of a acting job by the trainer Cardinal, but when you dip the shoulder, that's going to happen. So turnover Crusaders were under just about under 5 minutes, 5:05 to go here in your ball game. Crusaders up by 11. Trainer with the ball, high post entry. Elwood with a nice drive over Olson and gets the finish there. Carson Elwood, the 6C senior, gets the finish and pulls him back within single digits at 65-56. Crusaders with the ball, Quinn up high, left wing extended back to Brady. They're playing catch out high. They skip it across. Matt Knoll, three is good. Big three by Matt Knoll.
Yeah,
there.
Big three there.
68-56, 4.5 to go in your ball game. Crusaders with their 13-point lead. That is, or excuse me, 12-point lead. That's the biggest of the night. There's Cones trying to answer for Trainer. His is off the mark. Nice rebound by Matt Knoll there. Matt continues to pile up the rebounding numbers. Here comes Matt. Another three-pointer. Quick off the break. He knocks that down. Back-to-back from deep for Matt Knoll. And Crusaders have pushed that lead to 15. The other end, Trainer with the drive. They miss it. Ball tipped out of bounds on the rebound, and it's going to belong to the Crusaders. So Crusader size is kind of wearing into Trainer right now.
Yeah, I think they're running out of some juice.
This is two good basketball teams, though. They're going to have plenty of success this year. Here come the Crusaders now. Trainer's going to extend pressure a little bit. They got a little 1-1-3 zone chaser defense. They kick it high post to Quinn. Quinn working at the elbow, kicks it inside. Schaefer with the finish. Nice feed, nice finish. Sean Schaefer with the deuce. Schaefer's got 14. Lead 73-56. Crusaders, 3:40 to go in your ball game. Trainer with the ball. Tones picks it up out high. Tams with the long threes off the mark. Rebounds by Bo Chamberlain there. And Bo's going to hand back to Schaefer. And I think Matt Hahn might have him slow it down just a smidgen here. Yeah, Schaefer's going to bring it across midcourt. Working against, still going to stay in that zone look.
I said, you know, in the old days you had to get out of this because there was no shot clock.
There's Schultz with the three-pointer. It's off the mark. Rebound's going to be corralled by Lovely for Trainer. They're going to have score in a hurry here as Chamberlain with a near steal at midcourt. Coons gets it back. Feeds it inside. Nice finish. Nice two-on-one break there. As getting the bucket there is number 14. That's Aaron Emke. That's Aaron's first bucket of the night. 73-58. 15-point lead for the Crusaders as Matt Knoll throws up a quick shot. Rebound by Trainer.
I don't think that's a shot we needed right there.
There's Tams going coast to coast. And
goaltending.
It's going to be a goaltending there. So he's going to get the bucket. Matt Knoll went up to try and block it, but forced the rim to move a little bit, and that's going to be the goaltending. Timeout on the floor by Trainer. 2:33 to go on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Heelan 73, Trainer 60. Again, your fourth quarter tonight brought to you by St. Augustine Indian Mission and Prime Bank, as well as Jimmy John's Hospice at Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Women's Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more. Big thanks to them and all our great sponsors who underwrite Heelan Athletics here on Catholic Radio. Well, we're off and running, Thomas.
We are. We're back, baby. We're back. it's been an exciting night. I think Crusaders just take care of business here the last 2:33. We should get out of here with a nice opening night win. A few days prepare for East High. I think East had Spencer tonight. I'll have to maybe check my Twitter feed and see if I got a score on the Black Raiders. I'm guessing they probably had a good night, but you never know.
Were they up at Spencer or at home?
This I do not know.
So here we are, coming out of the timeout. Crusaders going to face some full court pressure. They kick it back to Matt Hahn. Matt's going to bring it up across midcourt. Now kicks it up to Quinn Olson. Quinn's going to slow things down. Back to Matt. Matt with a dunk. Little give and go to Olson. To O'Neill for the dunk. As a near steal, as Trainer's got the ball now. 75-60, 15-point lead here. Just 2:12 left in your ball game. Crusaders appear to have things in hand here, but this is a Trainer team that can throw a lot of deep stuff in here. So you want to keep playing defense here as it up is lovely. It's over Tam, and Tam is going to be fouled by Matt Knoll, so he's going to get a couple of shots here with the clock stopped. Chase Tams is a really nice-looking ball player, as is Carson Elwood and Ethan Cohn. That's a three-headed monster.
They got a nice team. Crusaders got a nice team. But like you said, both these teams are going to have a lot of success in winter.
Tams gets the first one to fall. He'll get one more here, 75-61. One of those nights you got to be careful about kind of clearing the bench out a little bit, because this team can score in bunches. Second free throws off the mark, but it's brought down. Sean Schaefer's had a nice night at both ends of the floor. Here come the Crusaders. They're going to bring it across. Brady Schultz getting pressure, and Brady's going to be fouled in the backcourt by Ethan Cones. That's Ethan's third team foul on Trainer. Remember, on the fifth foul, everybody shoots two. There's a nice backdoor cut by Schaefer. Schaefer gets the easy bucket off the three-quarter court inbounds play. 77-61. Backdoor cut there. Nothing going for Trainer. Now a nice drive. Couldn't get the finish there. That was Elwood with the drive. Here comes the Crusaders pass midcourt. 95 seconds left in your ball game. Crusaders up comfortably. 77-61. Chamberlain with the ball up high. Trainer's finally come out into that man-to-man defense as Chamberlain drives in, misses the short one, gets his own rebound, and then is going to be fouled on the floor. Maybe that foul is going to be on Elwood. It's going to be his fourth. Fresh 35 for the Crusaders here. The next foul will put the Crusaders at the line to shoot two. Crusaders inbound set under their own basket. They'll lob it into Matt Knoll. Matt keeps the ball up high, away from the defense. Now he's going to back it out. He's going to get pressure here. Kicks it over to Chamberlain. Schaefer in the corner. Doesn't look like Trainer's going to foul here. And we see a hold there. Probably caught a break with the foul there. Unless Cones is fourth, is going to put
Quinn to the line for two.
Quinn to the line to shoot two. Quinn had a wide open layup there, minus the foul. Guess I'm going to reach a point where we might see some fresh bodies here as Quinn goes the line to shoot two.
Quinn had a nice night for just only having one or two practices.
Yeah, unofficially I have him for 15 points.
And his first career dunk.
Second free throw is up and good. A lot of guys are having really good nights. That's the third different Crusader in double figures.
Well, our three returning starters. That's a good place to start.
28 points to lead the team is Matt Knoll. There's Tams with the drive. He misses the baseline jumper. We're under 1 minute to go. Crusaders are marching away with a 79-61 lead here. Schultz is going to bring it across midcourt. They're going to slow things down. Olson with the ball up high, playing catch with Matt Knoll. Knoll working baseline there. They're going to clear out. Matt takes it in, puts it in. That's 30 for Matt Knoll. Big night for the returning All-Stater. 20-point lead for the Crusaders, 81-61. At the other end, Quinn Olson is going to be fouled, or commit the foul. It's going to put Carson Elwood to the line to shoot a pair. And now we're going to see
Five new bodies with 32
seconds. The proverbial bench clearing as coming into the ballgame is going to be Pierce Conley, as well as Carson McInerney, Cannon Bork. Trying to see who else we got there. James Arlt's going to come in as well, and rounding out that group will be Landon Block. As Wood gets that first free throw, he's going to get one more. Nice opening night for the Crusaders. As the radio crew is getting heckled by the faithful here.
Yes, faithful. The crazy.
Both free throws that's fall. 81-63, 29 seconds to go. Work with the ball between the circles, dribbles to his left, hands back to Block. And we're going to see
legal screen on Bork. You got
legal screen on Bork. So Cannon gets in the scorebook with a foul. 19.4 seconds to go. Remember, we're back on the air on Friday night. Big one over at East High. Crusaders, the women square off at 5:30. Men will square off at 7. We hope you join us for that. Really appreciate you tuning in tonight for the coverage here. This is two good basketball teams. There's a three-pointer off the mark by Trainer. And that's going to end the ball game as James Holtz can bring it across midcourt. He's going to dribble it out. 1 second, that's your buzzer. Your final here from the O'Gorman Fieldhouse. It's the Crusaders 81, Trainer 63. Crusaders start the season at 1-0. Trainer falls to 0-1. And this is a Trainer team that's going to win a lot of ball games through the course of the year. Final shout out to our fourth quarter sponsors, St. Augustine Indian Mission Prime Bank, Jimmy John's Hospice of Siouxland, Holland Lawn Care, Her Health Swimming Center, Greenville Pharmacy, and five-star awards and more on your Security National Bank scoreboard. Crusaders 81, Trainer 63. We'll be right back for a short post-game show. You've been listening to Bishop Elam Basketball here on Catholic Radio.
Since 1991, Sioux Body Shop is a family-owned and operated business. George started the business with just a small, dedicated staff and grew it from there. His son Costa came on board in 2001. The business uses the latest technology and equipment to stay up to date, like its laser measuring system. Sioux Body Shop is committed to offering its customers the best possible collision repair. Located at 501 West 8th Street, Sioux City, Iowa, you can call at 712-255-7172.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And welcome back, everyone. Tonight's Crusader postgame show is brought to you by our premier Knights of Columbus sponsor, Neil Pfeiffer, along with fellow Knights of Columbus agents Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sensions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers. Our other postgame sponsors include Matt Lala with F&M Wealth Management, Culligan, and Chamberlain Tile. Your final in the boys' game as the Crusaders complete the sweep. The boys 81, Trainer 63. The girls earlier with a 47-33 win over Lewis Central. So a good start to the season for both our groups tonight.
Yeah, good night.
Dom, thoughts on what you saw? Certainly a lot of scoring. I'm going to finish up my stats while you're chatting.
Well, a lot of scoring. I think both teams early in the season, we're looking at two teams are going to have very good years. Heland started with where they needed to, with their three returning starters led the way, Matt Knoll, Quinn Olson, and Sean Schaefer. Those guys, when they needed buckets, those guys are they're the ones that stepped up and got it done. I think there's some potential there with that next group of three or four guys. Who's gonna be that rotation? I think we'll tell. I think some kids maybe we didn't even see tonight that there's opportunities there for a lot of kids in the program that become part of that rotation, because we've got a chance to be a pretty good team this year. Obviously, if you're starting with Matt Knoll, that's a good place to start. He can do a lot of things for you.
Absolutely. Matt gets the season started with 30 points, 16 for Sean Schaefer, 16 for Quinn Olson, 5 for Brady Schultz, 7 for Bo Chamberlain, 7 for Charlie Vondrager. For the Crusaders, for the Trainer Cardinals, Chase Tams, their outstanding 6-foot senior guard, 23 points, 18 for Carson Elwood, a 6'3 senior, 10 points for Ethan Cones, 6 points for Alec Lovely, 4 for Corbin Tyne, and 2 for Aaron Emke. So Crusaders 81, Trainer 63. All the all the pre stuff is done. It's East High week now.
Absolutely. That's going to be a tough night. East, I think, took a dispenser pretty good tonight. And, you know, they've got a really, really athletic team out there. A lot of kids that are, you know, I say that they're basketball-only kids. So it's that's going to be a tough one. The girls, again, we talked about them. That was a we split with the East Black Raider ladies last year. That's going to be a tough night. So, but that's what you want. You want it. You want exciting nights.
It's really going to be two of the premier games in the state of Iowa that night. I mean, you're talking about four ranked teams that that all have aspirations at the end of the season to do some really
right.
big things.
Agreed.
So, if you don't have a chance to get out and support the Crusaders at East High on Friday night, we certainly encourage you to tune in and listen to our coverage. We always appreciate your listenership, and it's always fun for Tom and I to bring you the ball games. Once again, our post-game snipes brought to you by Knights of Columbus agents Neil Pfeiffer, Tim Daigle, Peter and Matt Sensions, Rob Waterhouse, and Jeremy Borchers, along with Matt Lawler of F&M Wealth Management, Culligan and Chamberlain Tile. Again, the boys' final 81-63. Final thoughts, Tom, before we close up?
No, I just, you know, it's a good way to kick off the winter sports season. We've had a we've had a phenomenal fall. Now let's have a wonderful winter.
Absolutely. Two big wins for the Crusaders tonight. The girls over Lewis Central, the guys over Trainer. We saw four good ball teams on the floor tonight. So, as always, big thanks to all our great sponsors, Wonderite Healing Athletics here on Catholic Radios. Please support these fine groups in any way you can. And, of course, a big shout-out to Catholic Radio for giving up time of their valuable listening time to bring you Healing Athletics here on Catholic Radio. As we hit the Advent season, Catholic Radio, please tune into the great programming that takes place on Catholic Radio. I think you'll find a lot of stuff there as you look to build on your spirituality throughout the course of the Advent season. So for Ann Reed back at the studio, Tom Betts next to me, I'm Bob Gary. Thanks so much for tuning in tonight. Have a safe and great week. We hope you're all back on the air with us on Friday night when the Crusaders travel over to East High. Until then, be careful, God bless, and good night.